Can you hear me?
Oh, praise God. Well, it's a great privilege again for me to be able to share the word with you this morning. And I deem it an honor and a privilege. And, you know, I always feel that, I would just want to surrender myself totally to God, and that what you hear would be just pure word of God. And that one thing that's very important is that your hearts are open to hear what God has to say, not what Franco has to say. Amen. So let's just pray, and then I'll get into the word. Father, I want to thank you for all these beautiful people, and I want to thank you, Lord God, that we have your word, which is so powerful, sharp, to than any two-edged sword. And today I believe that your word pierces down into the hearts of your people, divides the mind and the spirit, and discerns the thoughts and intents, Lord, of their hearts. And Father, I want to thank you that every heart here is like fertile soil this morning, that your word drops into their heart. And Lord, it doesn't only stay in their hearts while they're in the church, but it grows when they step out there into the world, that it becomes a reality, and it becomes effective, and it becomes powerful. And Lord, that they will live victoriously because your word, oh God, in Jesus' name, gives us victory. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Right, so, what do you call this? Why is the Bible full when I do that? Why doesn't it stay here? That's gravity. And who invented gravity? You know, why does it fall? Can you explain exactly why? I don't think too many people can. But you just know that gravity exists. It's there. It's been put in motion. If I jump down from a building and I flap my hands as hard as I can, I'm going to hit the ground. Because gravity is going to pull me down. I'm not a bird that can fly. God made me a man. Right? So gravity is very real. And I want to base my whole message on the reality of God's word. God put gravity in motion. Gravity is there because God created gravity. And God has spoken, and his word, the Bible says, will remain forever. It says heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will remain forever. So if gravity exists, then the word of God is as real as what gravity is. If God said it, that's it. The only thing that can stop God's word from working in your life is if you are not going to allow yourself to just fall into what he says. His word will not return void, but it'll accomplish what it's been sent out to do, the Bible says. It will be accomplished. Right, so that's where I want to base what I'm going to be speaking on today. All right, so now the Bible speaks of great faith. Now there was a centurion that came to Jesus one day. And he said to Jesus, "Jesus, my servant is ill." And he says, "I would like you to heal him." So Jesus says, "Okay, I'll come." He says, "No, you don't have to come because I believe your word. And you are, as I'm a man in authority, so you are." And he recognizes him as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and his word cannot fail. He says, "Speak the word, and my servant will be healed wherever he is." Today, you may want to pray for somebody. We're going to pray for people. I just want you to remember this. There's no distance in prayer. When we speak the word, God is all over, and he accomplishes what his word is sent out to do. Right? So, what does Jesus say to this guy? To the people around him? He says, "I have not seen such great faith No, not in Israel. Great faith. When a man, and if you can trust God's word today, Jesus will say, you got great faith. Without wavering. He never said, well, you know, Lord, maybe, you know, if you just speak the word, maybe something might happen there, you know. You don't have to come. No, he said, speak the word and my servant will be healed. Direct, solid, straightforward. Then we get the other one in Matthew 8, verse 26. He's been dealing with people and he's tired and he says to his, let's get into the boat. We're going to the other side. And they get in the boat and everything is calm, cool and collective. They get in the boat and Jesus is tired. So he goes down in the bottom of the boat and he falls asleep. And while they're on the sea, all of a sudden a raging storm comes up. And the boat is tossed to and fro, and these guys start panicking, and they cry out to Jesus, 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 don't you care? You're falling asleep there. Don't you care that we're going to perish? Jesus gets up, and he calms the sea, calms the storm, speaks to it. His word, he speaks. And he speaks to it, and the sea calms, and the storm calms. His word. He speaks, and he turns to them, and he says, oh, ye of little faith, why did you doubt? So they had little faith. They had faith in him when he was actively around them, but when they had to, in actual fact, use the word that God has given them, they had to believe that Jesus said, we're going to the other side. If Jesus says, we're going to the other side, you shouldn't doubt that you're going to the other side. Amen? So they worried and they panicked. And then I'd like to read to you out of Matthew chapter 13 and from verse 54. I don't want to quote everything. Matthew 13 from verse 54. And when he has come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogues, insomuch that they were astonished and said, where has this man come from? Where's all this wisdom come from? And these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary and his brethren James, Josh, Simon, and Judas? And his sisters, are they not with us? Where then hath this man all these things? And they were offended in him. And Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. And he did not mighty works there because of their unbelief. So the thing is this, that then we get great faith, we get little faith, and we get unbelief. And we see there that Jesus, who is mighty, who is Emmanuel, who is God with us, could do no mighty works because of what? Because they were offended in him and because of their unbelief. And what I want to say to you is that every son of God and daughter of God, yeah, that has a heart for God, they may not be perfect, but if they ask to pray for you or if you need prayer and you go to them, Jesus said, you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Allow people to pray for you. You go out there and you pray for people. Don't feel that you're not going to receive any honor from them. Just go and do what God has told you to do, and you're going to see the mighty hand of God move. That Jesus could do no mighty works because people had no faith. And what I want to say to you today is you've got to have faith. You've got to have faith. Faith is like gravity. When you put faith into practice, it's impossible for your faith to fail. So how does faith work? You know, And I just want to give you a simple explanation of what faith is. Faith is believing. We take a child, right? And you promise him something. He believes he's already got it before he gets it. The simplicity of a child believes that he has it because his mommy or daddy has made him a promise. Your daddy has made you many promises. And when you receive that promise and you say, thank you, daddy, thank you, Lord, that promise cannot fail. It's absolutely simple. We doctor the word of God with all kinds stories, and you can't do this, and you can't do that. But what the Bible is actual fact says, and let's hear what Jesus says, rather than what Franco says faith believing is. Let's see what Jesus says believing is. Jesus is speaking to his disciples, and he says to them, take no thought saying, what shall I eat? What shall I drink? Wherewithal I shall be clothed? Take no thought saying. You and I can't help thinking. You and I are in a real world. We've grown up in a world of negativity. We've grown up in a world without the Word of God. And then all of a sudden we come and we get the knowledge of the Word of God. And then our old way of thinking starts coming in. And of course, the devil in the air and his powers and his, you know, he doesn't want you to receive anything when you're on the right path. So all these negative thoughts start coming to you. And Jesus says, take no thought, saying. Thoughts come and go. Just let them come and go. Just allow them to flow, because you're not going to stop them. But you don't have to speak them. When the devil comes to you and says, oh, you've got a pain. Oh, I hope I don't have cancer. Yeah, that's what people do. You know, they get like a pain in the heart. Oh, my heart. Oh, my heart. Oh, am I going to get a heart attack or something? You know? No. Winter comes. Everyone runs. They start buying medicine. I'm getting ready. I'm going to definitely get a cold. Get all the medicines ready because I'm getting ready for this. Are you ready with the word? Are you ready with the word of God? Have you got the word of God in your heart and in your mind and your spirit? You know, the thoughts come. Jesus says, take no thought. Saying the negative. That's what he's saying. Take no thought saying the negative. Because when you say the negative, I think, you know, the devil is under our feet, but I think he's got big ears. He can hear anything you say. He's going to hear you when you start speaking out those negative things, and you are not going to be blessed because you are saying the negative. Right. So Jesus also, I don't want to say what Franco says. I want to say what Jesus says. And Jesus says, can you by thinking add 1 inch or 1 minute to your life? Can you by thinking add it? You know, when your time comes, you're going to peg out. That's it. When your time comes, it's time. Some people say, I'm going to live to 120. Well, if you're going to live to 120, that's what's saying God's will, I think, your lifespan. You can work on keeping healthy. You can talk about being healthy. But when it's time to go, the Bible says there's a time to live and a time to die. Amen. So you can't add that portion to your life by thinking. The Bible says, can you by thinking add that 1 cubit to your stature? Can you by thinking? Can you? You would love to if you can think your way up like that. Some people want to think themselves taller. Others want to think themselves shorter. Others want to think themselves thinner. But it doesn't work that way. You've got to do something about it. So, the Bible says, cast down imagination, 2 Corinthians 10:4. So your imagination is a very real thing. You live with imagination. Every day of your life, you have an imagination and your mind is working sometimes at 100 miles an hour, and you have a whole lot of negative thoughts going through your mind sometimes, and you say, I'm so stressed, and you're laying in bed and you can't sleep at night because of all the stress that you have. Because of what? Because of your mind. We've got to learn how to cast our cares upon Christ because He cares. We've got to learn how to pray into that situation and know that God isn't asleep. You've got to believe God that He's going to come to the party when you pray. I've had instances in my life where I've seen God move miraculously when I've gone to bed at night praying in the Spirit, falling asleep and waking up the next morning with an answer. God is real. And God cares for you. All He wants you to do is believe Him. So cast down imaginations. I refuse to say what I'm thinking. There are negative things that will come to you. 100%. You've got to refuse to say what you're thinking. About your health. About your wife. About your children. About your job. I wish I had another job. I just want to leave this place. I can't wait to get out of this. You know, I've heard so many people talk like that. You know, then I'd go in. All right, now it's not always the best situation, but I'd sing, oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful. They'd shut up, they'd say. Some people don't like the positive because they want to look negative. And we have to bring them out of that negative frame of mind into the positive. But the thing is this, how do you speak? Can I ask you that question? How do you speak about yourself? How do you speak about the economy? How do you speak about the politics? How do you speak about your children? Maybe how do you speak to your children? How do you speak to your wife? How do you speak? Question. I'm lingering a little bit so that you can think. How do you speak? Is it positive? Is it negative? Is it building? Is it breaking? How do you speak? Are you going to change today? Are you going to be willing to change? Have you walking in unforgiveness? The Bible says, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you have received them and they shall be granted unto you. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your heavenly Father may forgive you. One of the conditions of receiving from God, forgive. Forgive quickly. Amen? So you've got to watch what you say. Your imagination is a big, big, big enemy if you use it incorrectly. And it is a big, 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 big advantage when you can use it correctly. Amen? Imagination is where God can create mighty things. And imagination is where the devil can break down the nicest of people. So you've got to use your imagination correctly. Right, so now, you know, Smith Wigglesworth had quite an imagination. You know, he had a funny way of praying for people. Sort of got their attention. He used to go up to somebody and they got a stomach ache and he'd hit them in the stomach. Pah! You know? And then they'd say, why do you do that? You know, now don't everybody go and do that. But he says, I'm not hitting the person, I'm hitting the devil in the person. You know? So one day he comes to South Africa and there's a big Boer woman, you know, comes for prayer. And she says to him, got problems with my stomach. So old Smith Wigglesworth walks up to her and he hits her in the stomach. Pwah! So she hits him back. Pwah! And she leaves. The next day she comes back apologizing, sorry, my stomach's healed. His intentions weren't bad, but the way he thought about things is because, you know, when he was sick one day, he was laying in bed and he had appendicitis, and he was in that. The doctor sort of wrote him off because his whole system was going to be poisoned by this appendicitis. And the doctor says, you've got to lay as quiet as possible. And a lady came there with a little grandchild. And she was coming in the door, and he was laying in bed there. And this little boy ran up to the bed, and he jumped on the bed, and he hit him in the stomach and said, in Jesus' name. You know, and he like kind of passed out, you know. And then they left. And 5 minutes later, he woke up and he felt fine, and he went to work. He said, you're going to die. But he was fine. He never got sick again. He was healed. And that's why he started hitting people, you see. You know, that was the way he believed things would happen, and that's the way he carried on, you know. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. In Mark chapter 5, I just want to lay out something for you. I want to bring 5 points to you. And it's actually not 5 points of how, but 5 points of how this woman worked, the woman with the issue of blood. Mark chapter 5, verse 25. See, I brought my Bible. How many of you got your Bibles yet today? A few of you. Amen. We should actually carry a Bible. I think it's important, you know. Your iPad or something could fail. Your daughter could run out. Something goes wrong. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Word of God is forever. The Word. Hallelujah. I'm going to read to you from verse 25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. And when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straight away the fountain of her blood was dried up, and and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned himself about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, can't you see that there are multitudes around thronging you? And how can you say, who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had been done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of your plague. So what happened here? There was this woman. She had spent all that she had. And I want to bring out one thing that's very important. This woman had a strong desire to be healed. One of the ingredients to receive from God is desire. You have to have a strong desire. It's not just talking words. It's talking from the heart. This woman had spent all that she had. Not only did she trust God, but she spent all that she had over 12 years on doctors desiring her healing. But instead of getting better, she grew worse. So one day she heard about Jesus. She heard, the Bible says, she heard about Jesus. That's point two. She heard about Jesus. The Bible says in Romans 10 verse 17, now faith comes. While you're listening now, faith is rising in your heart. Because God's going to heal you if you have a problem today. We're going to pray with you, lay hands on you. Pray for you. The presence of the Lord is real here today. How strong is your desire? Are you hearing? Are you listening? Are you hearing what God is saying to your heart today? God speaks to your heart. through His Word. All I do is I'm a mouthpiece, but God speaks to you today. Are you here to receive from God? Have you got a desire to receive from God today? She heard. But she didn't just sit about. The Bible says that a lot of people, they're forever hearing, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Are you receiving it as truth today? Or is it maybe a little story that I'm telling you and you're going to go home and say, "Oh, quite a nice story"? Or are you accepting it as reality today? The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing down into the joints and the marrow. What's wrong with your body? Is it got to do with your joints? Got to do with your marrow? Piercing down in the joints and the marrow, and is a divider of the thoughts and intents of the heart. He's dividing your thoughts and your heart today. Your thoughts may be thinking something, but your heart will be believing something. You're going to believe God today. And God is going to touch you just because you believe. No big deal. Just believe. She heard, but that she didn't just hear, and she said, she spoke. Third point, she spoke. You got to speak it out. She spoke and she said, "I will go. And if I can but touch the hem of His garment, or I can touch His clothes, I will be made whole." What was it? Maybe I'll be made whole? No. If I can touch His clothes, I will. I will. I will be made whole. There's no doubt attached to it. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways and he will receive nothing from God. Do you want to receive from God? Don't be double-minded. Trust Him right now. Today, when you prayed for, you are going to be healed. When you're trusting God for something which you desire, when you pray, believe that you have received it. Go out believing you have it before you see it. You need healing. Go out. If you haven't received it right now, go out believing that you have it. I've prayed for many people. Many, many. This is my favorite subject, by the way. Hallelujah, sister. I've seen hundreds of people being healed. Personally, we have prayed for them. God gave me revival in a factory I worked in. That was hundreds of people in that factory. And for a whole year, there was an anointing that God poured out that every person that I prayed for was healed. And I just want to say to you today, man, just trust Him. Simple, childlike, thank you, Jesus, I have it. I always share this. My mother told me once, "I'm going to buy me a bicycle." I told everybody about my bicycle I got. I already had it before I got it. I was telling them the color and I was telling them what it was. And I was so excited as a little child because I already had it before I got it. Amen? The reality is this, you've got to be like a little child. Right? So she said, "I will go." And she acted on what she said, point four. She didn't just hear and say, but she acted on what she said. She acted on it. And I believe, personally I believe, the one translation says that she touched the hem of His garment. I believe that this woman was so weak and she was crawling on her hands and knees to Jesus. In her state of weakness, and even it was against the law for women who had a problem like that to mix with crowds, it was against the Jewish law. But she went against the grain of what the law said of that day. And she was determined. It was a matter of life and death to her. And she said, "I will touch His garment. And when I touch His garment, I will be made whole." Today when you prayed for, when you've been prayed for, when someone prays for you, you must say, "I'm healed at that moment they touch me." Point of contact. Anybody can lay hands on you. It's a point of contact. God is going to touch me when they touch me. Amen? So what happened is, then she acted upon it. And she went and she touched the hem of his garment. Wow! The power of God shot through her. And she was made completely whole. Completely whole, immediately. I prayed for a lot of people, but not all of them are made completely whole straight away. Sometimes it's over a period of time. As they say, I believe I'm healed. And then she received what Jesus had given her. And when Jesus said, "Who touched me?" she kind of was shocked. Because now, hey man, I basically went and I took what I wanted without even asking for it. Because it was a promise that Jesus Christ can do this. And I went and took it. And he turned around and he said, "Who touched me?" And the disciple said, "But Lord, there's so many people around you. How can you say who touched me?" And he turned around to the woman. Something had gone out of him. Something was drawn out of him. And he turned to her and he says, Your faith, woman, has made you whole. Are you coming out today? Are you going to go draw something out of Jesus? Are you going to draw something by your faith? You're going to touch Jesus and you're going to say, "Yes, I've got it. I'm going to take it." Whew. Whew. Power of God. Hallelujah. Just take it. Amen. Your faith has made you whole. Hallelujah. Your faith has made you whole. He didn't say, "Oh, yeah, you know." He could have. Because virtue was drawn out of him. Are you going to draw virtue out of him today? You're going to draw virtue out of him because of your faith, because of your desire, because of you just want what you want from Jesus, and you're not looking anywhere else. The crowds can bump you, and you can be crawling on your hands and knees, and they can be knocking you from side to side, but you got one aim and one goal and one vision as, "I'm going to touch him." And she touched him, and she was made whole. Whew. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, precious Jesus. So do you have no faith? Do you have little faith? Do you have strong faith? Where's your faith at today? Well, I'll tell you where your faith is at today. Where my faith is, you've got strong faith. Because you just heard the word. Your faith is up there. And you are ready to receive from God what he has for you today. I'm telling you, I've got faith that you got faith today. Amen. Who has faith here? Put your hands up. Woo! That's unanimous. I love it. Praise God. So let's just pray. Heavenly Father, I give you praise. I give you honor. And I give you glory. That today we have come here to meet with our King. Our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Lord, we are so privileged to have you here with us today. And Lord, we just reach out to you. And Lord, we just touch the hem of your garment. And we are made completely whole. We are provided for. Because you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And I just want you to keep in prayer right now there, like, and just sense the presence of Jesus over you right now. Just sense Jesus. Just sense his presence. Just close your eyes. Forget about anything else. Just reach out like your heart. Just reach out. Just sense Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now Jesus wants to touch you. Jesus wants to provide for you. Jesus wants to heal you. And I just want to ask the elders and their wives to come up. If you'd like to just come forward, please. And then I just want to ask you right now, if you have a need, if any one of you have a need for healing, a need in any area of your life, and you need to be touched by Jesus today, I want to invite you to come forward. Just come forward, and God is going to do the work today as you have a desire and you act on your faith, and you step out and you do what you believe. Jesus never let anyone down. So just come forward right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I also want to ask anybody here today, if you have not yet made a commitment to Christ, do you know that Jesus Christ becomes a reality in your life when you invite Him into your life? You might just be a Christian by name, but you've never got to know Jesus Christ as a reality in your heart. If you don't know Him, then I want to ask you just to raise your hand. I want to pray with you today. Anybody that has not yet committed your life to Christ and you would like to do so, just put up your hand. Anybody? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You're all born again? So happy. Yes.
Just while you're coming up, pray.
You hear me? I specifically want to pray for anyone that's got chest pain. And it might not be physical chest pain. It may be an emotional pain that you have in your heart and it's been there for a while. If you can come to me, I want to pray for you.
Amen. And I want to just mention that I like to demonstrate the power of God. You know, one day God spoke to me. I was in prayer, and God spoke to me, and that's when I went into that factory and I started praying for people. That scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4, Jesus, Paul says, I do not come to you with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit of God and power. It's always nice to demonstrate God's power before you start praying for everybody, because then people's faith even rises. And what I do then is, if people's got a problem with their back or shoulders and their one arm shorter than the other, or their legs, one's leg shorter than the other due to back pain, I like to pray for those people so that you will see an actual miracle take place before your very eyes. Is there anybody here that has that back problem or would like to be prayed for? Yeah, can we get a chair up here? And then I'd like people just to move up a little bit so that people, if you need to see a miracle, come sit here in front. And then you're going to actually see. Arthur, do you want to say something? Then I'll carry on. Right.
I just felt that anyone, I want to pray particularly for anyone who's got psychiatric or psychological issues. Please come this side. Depression, schizophrenia, whatever psychiatric things, anxiety.
Yes, amen.
Please come to the side. Thank you.
Amen. So thank you, Arthur. We're going to, now we'll just use this chair. If you want to see a miracle, come and have a look. We're going to see a miracle. Jesus is here. Amen. Jesus is here to do the work today. Hallelujah. So, Father, hallelujah. I'm going to pray for you. And we also pray, and I want you to put out your hands, everybody, because we're all part of this. Just put out your hands towards Regina here today, because we pray God's healing power is going to flow through her body from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet today. Being healed every bit. Every whit hole, we believe in Jesus' name. Can I pray for your legs? Amen. So what is the problem there? Oh, I've got to try and get that sorted. Let me see. Okay, it's on this side. Okay, there were long legs here, short legs here. So you'll have to stand this side. Hallelujah, precious Jesus. Lord, I worship and praise you now for your healing power that flows through Regina. I thank you, Lord, flowing through her right now, through her spine, through every part of her body. There we go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your healing power right now that is taking place in her body. Hallelujah. I can even feel it move. Praise you, Jesus. Yeah, now the wow. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for healing Regina from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Your word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing down into her joints and marrow, flowing through her bloodstream, flowing through every molecule in her body. white, red cells in Jesus' name. Everyone is healed. Her blood is totally restored in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God's doing something. Hallelujah. I command you to receive this healing now in Jesus' name, and it will not be taken away from you. In Jesus' name, all the works of the devil are bound that have been coming up against Regina. In Jesus' name, she has the victory. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Regina, you feel the power of God there. Amen. So it went, and then it went, and then it went back again. Amen. I just say, you know, praise God. Hallelujah. God, I believe God has touched you. And I believe that those blood cells of yours are healed. And I believe that every molecule in your body has readjusted itself and aligned with the Word of God and the way God has created you. Amen. Who believes with me? Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you. Praise God. Who else can we pray with for that same, for the legs problem? Did you take your feet, shoes off for that, sister? Hallelujah. No, sorry. Sorry. Yeah, now I'm going to do that now. Yeah. Okay, so now we're just going to go and we're going to pray for everybody. Okay, so please, people. This isn't a show. This is a church where we're all part of the unity in the body of Christ. Reach your hands out while we're praying, and we believe God is doing a mighty work here amongst everybody. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.